Do you ever find that you struggle to know when you've reached your stop on a bus route? Well, help may be at hand, thanks to a new app being developed by University of Kent student James Grice. And James joins us now. Hi, James.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, thank you. Now, first of all, it's called Stay On Route, isn't it?
Yep, that's correct. Stay On Route.
And what inspired you to develop this?
It all started basically in first year of university when I met my friend from the business school who was actually vision impaired himself, and I got talking to him, and he was telling me about sometimes how for himself it's quite a struggle for him to travel, you know, by train or by bus, as he's, you know, not too sure where he is and, you know, how far he's got to go. So that was basically the problem, and from that me and him worked together and we kind of came up with a solution, which was Stay On Route app. And that's basically how now I'm here developing the app and launching it over the summer. So, yeah.
Well, it's funny. It sounds like such a simple thing, but it can be so frustrating when you're vision impaired. I struggle, especially in the dark, to know even where I am on a route, never mind knowing when I'm going to get off. And where I live, you can ask the bus driver to remind you, but that's a bit of a hit and a miss as well.
Yeah, of course. And as well as, you know, bus as well, and trains, you sometimes get voice announcements, but sometimes you don't, and it's just annoying to not, you know, be able to not know when you are, you know, how far you got to go. So that's kind of where the app comes in and allows you to know, you know, how far you got to go and give you that alert when you're, you know, your bus stop or your train station is approaching. So that's kind of the whole concept of the app.
So how does it work then? How do you actually use it? I didn't realise it was for trains as well.
Oh yeah. So at the moment, it can be used on any transportation. And how it works is, you know, when you get on the bus or when you get on the train, you would open up our app, Stay On Route, and then you would set the destination by searching in the search bar, and then set the destination. Then you select how far away you want to be alerted. So it's based on location, so 2 miles away or 5 miles away. And then you can set the ringtone to what you want, and then set, you know, vibration on or off. And then from there you press go. And then the app will now track where you are in relative terms to, you know, your location, where you're going to, your destination. And that's kind of where, yeah, you know, the app allows you to, you know, relax, listen to music, do what you want, knowing that the app will alert you, you know, 2 miles away from your stop, allowing you to get enough time to, you know, get off and, you know, relax. And that. So that's basically, yeah, the app at the moment. So yeah.
That's a great idea, because the point you make there, otherwise sometimes you can sit there totally fixated on, am I near my stop? So you don't listen to anything, and you're constantly keyed up for that. So that sounds like a great idea indeed. Did you have much support in developing it?
We did, actually. The university was very fully supportive of the idea, and through that we've been able to use their, you know, university contacts and all that kind of everything that comes with a university to help us develop the idea of app developers and kind of go from there. So we really did have support from the university in that. As well as the university, I haven't talked to many charities around University of Kent, such as the Kent Association of the Blind, and they have also said, you know, how much this would be very useful for, you know, for people who are part of their community. So I'm definitely growing with the support, and hopefully we can grow more in the future.
Any plans to actually develop the actual features on it? I read that you were hoping to develop it for people who had hearing difficulties as well.
Yeah, so at the moment it's its first version, so there's a lot to go in way of creating features which will make it as fully optimised as possible for those who are vision impaired and blind, and for anyone else, such as you say, who are hearing impaired as well, with the use of you know, vibration, and including Siri and all the other kinds of features that you can add to apps these days. So at the moment we're kind of all just starting off with a couple of the basic foundations, but hopefully we'll start to add new features with updates in the future.
Now at the moment, currently it's available on iOS only. Is it actually available to use?
Yeah, so anyone can download it on iOS at the moment. It's available now for iPhones and iPads. All you need is an internet connection or, you know, 3G or mobile data, and you're good to go. Hopefully we'll have an update and a version for Android in the future, but as a student I'm trying to work out all the finances behind that, but hopefully in the future we'll be able to have both versions out there on stores.
You'll need to go and Dragon's Den.
Yeah, maybe, possibly.
No, it sounds like a fantastic idea. I mean, I use Android at the moment, so I'll be waiting for the Android version to come out. But so you just search for the Stay On Route app, is it?
Yep, just search Stay On Route and hopefully it'll come up. Our logo is a couple of arrows and that, so hopefully it'll stick out as well. So there we go.
What feedback have you actually had then from any vision impaired people that have used it?
So at the moment, the vision impaired community, we've had a lot of, you know, a lot of it's been very good and technical stuff. So it's been about like all the, you know, some pages are not really optimized for someone who's using the voiceover and, you know, when you slide over it. So that's had practical feedback on, you know, which slides to add and change and that. So it's been really useful having that kind of feedback from, you know, university students who are vision impaired and blind, as well as the community down at Kent Association of Blind as well. So a lot of it, it's been good.
Yeah, so you're fine-tuning it. Well, as I say, I think you should be congratulated on your invention, and I'm looking forward to having a go at it myself. It's called Stay On Route, and James Grice, thank you very much for chatting about it.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.